WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom for navigating this crazy ride called life. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, life can be a real roller coaster, right? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress or frustration. Ever feel like an emotional puppet, just reacting to whatever strings are being pulled? I get it, we all have those moments where our feelings seem to run the show. But what if I told you there's a way to step back from the chaos and actually manage your emotions? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's like having a superpower that lets you not only understand your own feelings but also connect with others on a deeper level. And trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. It's the key to building stronger relationships, achieving your goals, and even finding inner peace. Today, we're diving deep into the world of emotional intelligence, breaking down those five essential elements that can literally transform your life. First up, self-awareness. Think of this as knowing yourself inside and out. It's about recognizing your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and how you react in different situations. Have you ever noticed that certain people or topics tend to push your buttons? That's your inner compass whispering to you. The more aware you are of these patterns, the better equipped you are to navigate them with grace. Next, we have self-regulation. This is where the magic happens, learning to control those impulsive reactions and instead respond thoughtfully. Imagine that stressful situation at work. Instead of snapping back or letting your emotions take over, self-regulation helps you take a deep breath, pause, and choose a more constructive response. It's like having an internal, cool-down button. Now, let's talk about motivation. This is all about being driven by something bigger than yourself, a purpose, a passion, or even just a desire to make a difference. When you're truly motivated, you find that extra push to keep going even when things get tough. It's like having an internal fire that fuels your actions. Number 4. Empathy. This one's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. It's about actively listening, showing compassion, and building genuine connections based on understanding. Finally, we have social skills. This is all about effectively communicating your thoughts and feelings, building strong relationships, and navigating social situations with ease. Think of it as having a toolkit full of strategies for connecting with others authentically and building meaningful bonds. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people but feeling completely overwhelmed. Your phone is buzzing, your mind is racing, and you just want to disappear. But wait, you remember that whole emotional intelligence thing we've been talking about. You take a deep breath, remind yourself to be present in the moment, and focus on connecting with one person at a time. You actively listen, ask genuine questions, and find common ground. Suddenly, you're not just surviving the party, you're thriving. So, there you have it, those five key elements of emotional intelligence. Self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Remember, this isn't a destination but a journey, a continuous process of growth and self-discovery. Start by focusing on one element at a time, experiment with different techniques, and celebrate your progress along the way. You've got this. Think about it. How can you apply these principles in your own life? What's one small step you can take today to boost your emotional intelligence? Maybe it's practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each day, or making a conscious effort to listen more attentively in conversations. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Remember, folks, we're all in this together. Let's build a world where empathy and understanding reign supreme. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.